The top commander of the Palestinian armed group, the Al-Aqsa Brigades, has been killed in a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Ibrahim Nabulsi was known as the Lion of Nablus. There are reports that others were also killed in the operation. Palestinian authorities say more than 30 people were wounded. Well, John Holman joins us on the phone now. He's on the road to where this happened. John, what more do we know about the raid at this point in time?
Yeah, we know that it happened or it began at around 5 a.m., so early in the morning, when Israeli forces entered into the occupied West Bank and they went to the old city in Nablus, which is a sort of a place, it's as its name describes, it's old and it's got buildings that are quite close together. They surrounded the building in which Ibrahim al-Nabulsi had sort of holed himself up. And then there was a firefight, which, according to our colleagues, our producers, in the occupied West Bank, lasted for hours. During that time, he refused to surrender, and he was defended by other armed Palestinians. Eventually, the Israeli forces, the Israeli military, managed to kill him. It's actually unusual that that sort of raid would happen at that time during the daylight hours. Usually they happen in the nighttime when obviously there's less civilians sort of around. And as you mentioned, there were more than 30 people injured, four of those in a critical condition. So the sort of the result of having this firefight possibly at this time and in that crowded area. Ibrahim al-Nabulsi was a commander of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which is the military arm of the Fatah political movement. Just for our audience, who will obviously have been following what's been happening in Gaza over the last few days, that's separate from Islamic Jihad, which is another Palestinian group of resistance that's operating in the occupied West Bank, but also in Gaza. So this is a separate, sort of attack on a separate force that's in the occupied West Bank. We also know as well that this wasn't the first time that Israeli forces had tried to get Ibrahim al-Nabulsi. They tried several times, including in July, in a massive operation again in which two other men died.
John Holman, thank you very much for that update.